crossed your mind how a nation that so proudly boasted of coexistence, seemingly only 5 minutes ago, became so fractured, so angry, and so morally lost? If you want to understand who and what is responsible for this cultural chaos, you need to look no further than our nation's educational institutions and how far they've fallen from their original missions. As the parable of the prodigal son teaches us, when you squander your birthright, you're going to end up wallowing in the slop with the pigs. And what is America's educational birthright? Put succinctly, it is a biblical worldview. The history of American education is clear. The guiding philosophy for nearly all of our schools up until that last handful of years, historically speaking, was to promote moral development and civic responsibility and to raise upright, honest, and trustworthy leaders. Simply stated, the primary purpose of education in America for the first couple hundred years of our country's existence was to maintain the nation's moral order. Schools were founded to galvanize future leaders in a common faith, faith in Christ, and leaders relied on their faith when stewarding America. Harvard's founding motto, for example, was Truth for Christ and the Church. Princeton's was Under God's Power She Flourishes. Yale's is Light and Truth. These three, among America's most seminal institutions, were unquestionably chartered as Christian schools. But it doesn't end there. 7 of the 8 Ivy League institutions were founded in like manner to train up future generations in a biblical ethic. Dartmouth's motto is the voice of one crying in the wilderness. The University of Pennsylvania's is laws without morals are useless. After Rhode Island College became Brown University, their motto became In God We Hope. Columbia University's motto comes directly from Psalm 36, verse 9. In thy light we shall see light. The list goes on and literally covers coast to coast. Amherst College, let them enlighten the lands. Wellesley College, not to be ministered unto served, but to minister serve. Northwestern University, whatsoever things are true. Kenyon College, valiantly bear the cross. Ohio University, religion, learning, civility, virtue before all things. Indiana University, light and truth. Emory University, the wise heart seeks knowledge. Valparaiso University, in thy light we see light. And the University of California, fiat lux, let there be light. These institutions are only a few of the hundreds that explicitly cited a Christian ethic as their guiding ethos and the very reason for their existence. America's educational inheritance is indeed rich with the assumption that the highest goal of the academy should be to teach and model personal integrity within the context of those self-evident truths that are endowed to us by our Creator, truths such as respect for the law, a desire for virtue, a heart for sacrifice, and the value of sobriety, religion, morality, and biblical wisdom. If you want to know why we are where we are today, look no further than your local schools and how far they have strayed. Corey Miller's arduous research and brilliant writing makes the case that maybe it's time for American education to follow the prodigal son's example and return home. Everett Piper, President Emeritus, Oklahoma Wesleyan University. Introduction. The dream turned nightmare. Recently, maybe you awoke one morning startled by your observations of American culture only to keenly grasp a now commonly held sentiment. This is not Grandma's America. With strident trepidation, you resonate with Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, who quipped, Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. An archway into Yale University continues to read, for God, for country, and for Yale. Yet, 21st century America has changed, and much that was once commonplace is now in the past. Few are living now who remember it. Astonishingly, 38% of Americans say that patriotism is very important, down from 70% in 1998. Only 39% say religion is very important, down from 62% over the same period. Those who say raising children is very important fell to 30% from 59%, and what was deemed the last living virtue in America, often associated with liberals, a belief in tolerance, is at 58%, down from 80%.